Hello and welcome to another episode of Clean Talk. I'm your host, Brad Whitchurch. Today is October 20th, 2023, and we are coming to you from beautiful Jacksonville, Florida, where the sun is shining. And today we're going to be shining a light on infection prevention. Very excited to have our guest with us today, Mr. Paul Alper. And Paul is the CEO of Next Level Strategies. He's also senior advisor to the Leapfrog Group, best known for their hospital rating system. And Paul is an infection prevention innovator, holding several patents in infection prevention technology. He's going to tell us all about the Leapfrog Group today, as well as some emerging innovations to help improve hospital-acquired infections, improve outcomes for patients and practitioners, and reduce the costs associated with those infections. Paul, thank you for appearing on Clean Talk today.
Hey, Brad, thank you so much. It's a pleasure and honor to be here.
Well, Paul, we're glad to have you on the show. Maybe you can introduce yourself to the audience, tell us a little bit about your background and why you chose to be on Clean Talk today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So really excited to be here. Anytime there's an opportunity to work with somebody who is as credible and knowledgeable and with a great reputation like yourself, Brad, to be able to talk about patient safety and what some of the unmet needs are and where some of the gaps are and talk about lessons learned from the past. Anytime there's an opportunity to share some of those stories, I embrace it. And so I'm really, really pleased that that you chose to ask me on board.
Well, thank you. You're too kind. You're making me blush and really excited to have you on the show today. I know our audience will appreciate your experience and background and some of the insights that you can provide around infection prevention. Why don't we jump right into it? First of all, tell us about Next Level Strategies. You're the CEO. What do you do with Next Level Strategies in terms of healthcare and hospital-acquired infections?
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited to be in the space. And what we do is we help companies with innovations in patient safety, infection control, or just overall healthcare quality. We help them accelerate growth in the market. Some of the key things we do is make sure the evidence is right, because we'll only take on a client who has the evidence to support adoption of the technology. And so we help them get their evidence roadmap in shape and then help navigate the healthcare ecosystem to drive adoption. And again, only if we believe that the technology has something significant to offer and that it's solving a problem that really does need solving. And been doing that since I left the Purell business in 1997. And I'm really, really excited to continue to have opportunities with companies who are trying to make a difference.
Well, we appreciate your good work in that area. There are a lot of emerging innovations around infection prevention, and those technology innovators can find it very challenging to navigate the healthcare systems and get adoption for those solutions. Tell us a little bit more about your role as senior advisor at Leapfrog. First of all, I think most of our audience members are familiar with Leapfrog, but maybe you can give us a brief introduction.
Yeah, so the Leapfrog Group is a 23-year-old organization, and they started basically by employers who, when reading, the Institute of Medicine produced a report called "To Air is Human" back in 1999, and it revealed that there were an extraordinary number, hundreds of thousands of deaths and billions of dollars in costs due to avoidable medical errors. And so these employers, these large employers, basically formed an organization, which became the Leapfrog Group, to set standards for hospitals, hold hospitals accountable to those standards, and make the data around those standards very, very available to the general public. And the result was the Leapfrog Hospital Survey, and soon after that, an ambulatory surgery center ambulatory surgery center survey that began a few years ago. And Leapfrog produces safety grades, A, B, C, D, F, just like you see in restaurants, measuring a hospital's a safety. How safe is it to be in this hospital? And they use 30 validated measures to achieve that. So it's all evidence-based. It's great data. And it's a way now to have transparent data to be able to make choices about where you should go where an employer should be sending its employees to get healthcare, and for patients, individual consumers, to make decisions about where they're going to get the best healthcare, especially when it comes to things like surgery, maternity care, and pediatrics.
And so important for patient health and safety, and the standard of care is anything but standard, right? So we see dramatic differences between different facilities, and the LeapFrog group scoring system shines a light on that. Maybe you can share with us some of the statistics about why a patient might want to choose a LeapFrog A-rated hospital versus a D or F-rated hospital. Does it really matter? Don't you just want to go to the hospital that's closest to your house?
No, actually, that's a great question, Brad, and there is some data around that. As a matter of fact, if you go to a LeapFrog D or F hospital, a study showed that you actually have a close to a 92% higher chance of dying in that D or F hospital versus a LeapFrog A. So it really does make a difference. And since the survey has come into being, adverse event rates have declined. And so there's some really good data to show that LeapFrog LeapFrog ratings really do make a difference, to the point, and here's another interesting fact, is that today, hospitals with 73% of the U.S. beds voluntarily take the survey. And of those hospitals, half of those hospitals actually tie senior executive compensation to the LeapFrog rate. So hospital boards take the LeapFrog grade very, very seriously.
Well, that brings up another question. The grades come from the voluntary surveys by the organization. Why would a healthcare organization voluntarily want to participate, take the surveys, and potentially get a low grade? What is the motivation for healthcare systems to be involved with LeapFrog and to get this third-party objective feedback?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And one of the key things you have to realize is that large employers who are self-insured as well as payers use the LeapFrog grade in many cases as a way to determine which hospitals are in network. And there are also incentives in many cases to hospitals who have demonstrated, for example, through the LeapFrog assessment of value-based purchasing, that it really does make sense for a hospital to want to get an A, because it may mean the difference of being in network or not, and it may mean the difference between better reimbursement versus lower. So there really are financial incentives for hospitals to participate. And the fact of the matter is, LeapFrog also has ways of validating responses. So it's not just somebody taking it and thinking that they perhaps might be able to fudge the numbers, because LeapFrog really does have ways to get underneath the reported data and validate that and make sure that it's accurate, reliable, and when they report that to the public.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's always a question that comes up. How do you know if they're self-reporting through these surveys that the data is valid and you are validating that data? What does a hospital that receives a low grade, what can they do about it? What are the ramifications? What is the opportunity?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. And, you would think that when a hospital gets a low grade, they would want to do something about it. And there's a great example of a Chicago-based hospital, St. Bernard Hospital. And they, a couple of years ago, actually got a LeapFrog F. And the CEO made the decision that this was just not acceptable. So he hired some key staff who were experts in healthcare quality and performance improvement. And within 2 years, they got an A. And there was a tremendous amount of coverage. For example, the Chicago Tribune covered the story. And it's a great example of how the work that LeapFrog does really does drive improvement and outcomes. And it's one of the reasons that I'm very, very honored to be able to provide some counsel to them as a consultant.
And I am familiar with the example that you just cited. And one of the things that I think is outstanding about that hospital in Chicago is that they really used the leapfrog grade to change their culture, right? They really developed a culture of ownership around infection prevention, and it became more of a carrot than a stick. And by having positive outcomes as a result of best practices around infection prevention, they were able to improve their grade and improve the culture of care at that facility. I think infection prevention culture is something that maybe we don't talk about enough, but I see the facilities that have the most success in reducing hospital-acquired infections are really focused on developing a culture around infection prevention that is more carrot than stick. Any other takeaways from the leapfrog? What you have another something coming up with leapfrog?
Well, yeah, a couple of things I think are important. I just want to make one comment about culture of safety. You hit the nail right on the head, Brad, when you talked about a positive culture. And one of the underlying principles that really defines a good culture of safety is psychological safety. And what that basically means is that a staff member feels that they can give feedback to a coworker, and whether that's a superior or a subordinate, or a peer, they can tell them when in fact they did something that perhaps wasn't best practice or perhaps wasn't safe or put somebody, a patient or another staff member at risk, and not fear reprisal for saying that. And psychological safety, the ability for somebody to feel completely empowered to give feedback to somebody about something they did that may have put somebody at risk, is really the underpinning of a really good culture of safety. And when you achieve psychological safety, you're going to have that bedrock foundation that you need to drive that through the culture. And you're absolutely right about that hospital. That was something that they transformed, which is the reason they were able to ascend to a leapfrog A.
Really an impressive turnaround there. And I know that the leapfrog hospital grades just came out a couple of months ago. How often is Leapfrog performing the survey and producing their results?
So the survey is conducted once a year, and the grade is updated twice a year. As a matter of fact, the next grades will be coming out in November. So they were last out, as you referred, in May. I think it was May 3rd, and in November the next round will be the next round. And they use infection data and other metrics to be able to update the grade. You also asked me in that last question, Brad, other things about Leapfrog coming up. Actually, two important things that your listeners may want to be aware of. First of all, in May, Leapfrog did something that was really, really exciting and important, and that is they launched a program called Innovators for Leapfrog. And that was a way for Leapfrog to bring innovative solutions to healthcare challenges and problems. And make information about those innovations available to hospitals, ambulatory surgery centers, and other organizations. And I really want to applaud Seal Shield, of course, for being one of those charter members of the Innovators for Leapfrog. Anyway, today we have over two dozen. There's a number of companies that are just coming onto the website, which will put it over two dozen organizations that have evidence-based innovative solutions for challenges ranging from infection prevention to patient safety to general healthcare quality. And so really excited that they, as a standard setting organization, actually brought solutions to the market so that Leapfrog is not only providing the standards, but they're also providing some solutions to help hospitals. Leapfrog doesn't endorse these companies, but they want to make information about them available to the healthcare provider community at large. And the other thing that your listeners may want to know is that coming up in December, December 5th, is the annual Leapfrog meeting, which is going to be an all-day meeting of great content, great sessions, and then that night they'll have their top hospital and ambulatory surgery center awards. It's almost like a college graduation where all these hospitals who are the top hospitals. They're the top of the top, getting awards, the top community hospital, top general hospital, top teaching hospital, pediatric, et cetera, community. And there's all these awards, and it's really, really exciting to see this, you know, 100 to 200, 100 to 150 hospitals. I'm getting their awards coming up on stage and receiving those. There's still time to register for the meeting. And there's also some sponsorship and exhibit opportunities available. And that's December 5th in Washington, D.C. And for anybody in the healthcare, patient safety, infection prevention, or general healthcare quality space, it's an event that you really want to consider attending.